Liam, congratulations. An impressive win from your side, but really a deserved one, wasn't it?
Thank you, first and foremost. I think, yeah, from both of the games, you know, we firstly went to Ipswich. We thought we'd give a good account of ourselves down there. We're disappointed with the goal to take it to a replay. But, you know, you're playing against a good team in Ipswich, a top championship side with a class management team. So to get ourselves through, it's a great credit to our lads.
What was the key to getting that win tonight?
I think the key was more of the same in the first game. You know, the application, the work rate, the respect that you must have on the pitch against the opponents you're playing against, and you know, hopefully, you know, that'll come through and we'll be able to put a stamp on our game as well.
Ipswich weren't too happy about the penalty that was awarded. What were your thoughts on it?
As I stand here now without seeing it, I did think it was a penalty. I thought, you know, he'd gone by the lad and he's going to pull the trigger, so that's how I saw it. But until I see it again, I can't really give a solid opinion.
Bit of quality though with that second goal, both from Gareth Evans' delivery and that Mark McNulty header.
Yeah, I thought he was different class. I thought the cross dictated it was a goal. You know, Sparky's movement's always his top drawer, and in the box there's only one place it's going. You know, he is disappointed he hasn't got the match ball, but that's the standards he puts on himself. So, you know, I think the lads, all in all, did a good job tonight.
What does it mean to you, to Paul Cook, to the rest of the backroom staff, to the club in general, knocking out a championship side of the FA Cup this evening?
I think it's the standards you set yourself. You know, we've been kind of, since we've been in, we've trying to be so-called preaching to the lads about certain things off the pitch, on the pitch, you know, the standards that we set. You know, we did think we could give a good account of ourselves and push Ipswich, you know, whether we went through or another thing, but we did feel we could push them to certain limits, and you know, with the lads' standards and application, we managed to do that.
And Bournemouth await now in the fourth round of Premier League side here at Fratton Park. You must be so excited for that.
It's different class. I mean, I just said in a previous interview, you know, tonight the ground's full, and it's not full of season ticket holders. It's full of people who are paying on the door to get in, and to reward them with that, that's everything. Because, you know, I've said it before, you know how important it is, you know how, you know, expensive it is for people to come and watch football nowadays. So, you know, the least we want to give is everything on the pitch and kind of crawl off and give them ties like tonight. You know, Reading, Derby, Bournemouth. You know, and hopefully we can look forward to the league campaign and push for that as well.
Do you fancy causing an upset? Another upset?
I think, you know, you can't disrespect anybody. They're a Premier League side, full of quality, full of the management team all the way through to, you know, to the playing staff as well. But what we can do is look forward to giving a good account of ourselves as well. And I'm sure the lads will be looking forward to that and reveling it as well.
One question on personnel. Christian Burgess played for the first time tonight in a month. Didn't quite see out the 90 minutes. What did you make of his performance?
I'm getting him in tomorrow because he can't see 90 minutes. That's what I'm doing. He can't be going down with cramp. And he knows that. The gaffer's just told him. Nah, he's there. Christian's a good player, he's a different class. You know, I thought he was playing excellent before he got the injury. It was an innocuous challenge in the Hartlepool game, so he's suffered a little bit. You know, he's not a very good spectator, Christian. I think he's been doing the medical team's heads right in. So it's nice to have him back because he's a top player and it'll be important for us for running.
Well done tonight, Liam.
Thank you very much.